And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
There was an interesting and heated debate in last week's special legislative session about a local bill to lift the requirement that public notices be published in local newspapers and instead posted only on local government websites. It was a fairly transparent effort by Senator Trudy Wade to punish mainstream media outlets she doesn't like. Governor Roy Cooper vetoed a statewide bill by Wade to lift the newspaper notice requirements, and the votes weren't there to override it. So the House and Senate passed a local bill last week that would apply only to newspapers in Guilford County that Wade represents. The governor cannot veto local bills. The House debate included pronouncement after spirited pronouncement from Republican legislators about how committed they were to, quote, giving more notice to the people. But no agenda was announced for last week's special session or the one before that, and no bills or conference reports or proposals were made available to the public. Another special session is set for January, but don't expect to find out much about that one either. Apparently, the commitment to public notice to the people only goes so far. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.